Do you like cold?
I like paste.
Oh, God, paste!
And also,
let me know if you like the sticky, you know, £3 or £4 of high grade pot on my bum.
I mean, hang on, not again. Oh, I've just dropped the fifth wall.
Oh, fuck's sake. There's a fifth wall or the sixth wall?
Oh, get that wall off my foot.
Oh, man. Well, hello, wobblers, tobblers, nobblers, gobblers, fobblers, and welcome.
Some toddlers. Go to bed.
No, yeah, fuck off, toddlers. You're not about supposed to be listening to
unless
this.
Unless it's lunchtime.
And any of you Chelsea...
go to bed, you can't.
Any of you Chelsea crunts, you should fuck off right now. Unfortunately, I did mention the name of the Cod Paste podcast to somebody the other day. I've kept it separate. But anyway, welcome to Codbase. I'm Bile.
And I'm Woo.
And we're recording.
We're live in the valley. Is that very? No, stick with it.
Yeah, we're going to go with this.
Yeah, this is that Sunday, 3 or 4 weeks ago.
So this is like going to be a podcast within a podcast. If you've seen like Inception, you'll know what we're talking about. You'll have fucking weird dreams about this shit. But it will be fun.
It certainly will. Yeah, this is quite a reverential episode. We're beholden to some of the kings of Australian comedy.
I just like what you did there with the referential. We mentioned, Inception. You know, with Leonardo DiCaprio. I saw what you did.
Yeah, and he's in a vault wall.
I don't know what he's in.
No, beholden. Yeah.
Oh, he's in a Holden.
Yeah, he's in a C Volkswagen, a B Holden.
So he's beholden.
Or A Porsche. Which one is it, Dave?
Does he have his B wings, though?
I'm sure he does.
I'm not sure if he does.
He's probably eating from the brown pony right now.
So anyway, what you're going to listen to in a little bit is...
A bit of this.
We mentioned Inception. And what it's going to be is... It's going to be a podcast within a podcast.
So, I think we're going to put all the bits up in one episode, just for you little lucky beggars.
Yeah.
So the first bit is going to be a very entertaining interview with the gentleman, Adam Richards, who was very kind to give us a little bit of time.
Ching Chong Chinaman went to milk a cow. You'll get this.
You certainly will.
And
a little bit of gold, a little bit of comic goals.
And then Carl from the Little Dum Dum Club was kind enough to sit there with us and talk a load of shit with us as well.
He was very kind indeed, just to put up with the amount of dribble that was coming out of us. Unbelievable that he would even look in our direction. Not saying he's should be up on a pedestal or anything, but we should have been buried underground. Yeah, we are looking at the flashing light.
It's kind of going red.
It is going red.
I don't know. We don't know what the red light means. We're hoping we're still recording.
I'm thinking it's a warning, because even in nature, red is a sign of danger.
What I'm wondering, actually, Mr. Wu, is that media woman going to come out in a minute and go...
A needy one?
Are you... you know the one with the lost episode? We'll just refer to
the really
that,
lost episode.
The very lost episode.
Yeah.
We'll work out about that. But we had a lost episode here when the comedy was on.
Well, we lied a minute ago. We better set you geographically straight. We're not in the valley right now.
Hang on.
It's not Sunday 3 weeks ago. It's today. Okay. And we're at the back of the powerhouse. right.
So we're
there.
Doing an intro for something that happened about, what, 3 weeks ago? Something like that?
Yeah. Yeah, there's been all sorts of issues with actually having some time to sort it out. But when you get it, you are going to love it.
Yeah. And then after that, we're going to do them, what, twice a month, if we can?
Yeah. Oh, mate, we'll be rattling them out. And well, doing listen, some podcasts, too.
What's going to happen is we've got Mic Techniques on the fucking go now. We've got Mic Techniques. We're loving it. Loving it. Loving it. We're loving it. I really didn't want to do that.
Oh, he's back at it. He's back to season two.
Do you know what?
Season two. Season two.
I'm going to go and hang
Dave's
myself.
Back to retro
very quickly.
Season two. All right. Anyway, we'll get your ear holes around a bit of Adam Richard, and we'll see you in a minute.
Oh, yeah. Cheers, Adam Richard and Carl Chandler. Well, if it's going to be the whole one, then.
Yeah. There it is. All right. And cut.
No, not cut. Because yeah, what we're going to do is we're going to hear Willie. For just once in the lifetime, we're going to hear Mr. Bile trying to rein in Mr. Wu's drunkenness, I believe.
Nah, it's not that bad.
No, but it's never fucking happened before, let's face it. Generally, it's like you running me
before.
In.
Yeah. Well, waking you up.
Yeah, pretty much.
Still doing a podcast.
Oh, no. I want to go to sleep.
Hello and welcome to episode 40. I think it's the third attempt at episode 407 of Codpaste. We are here live in the Heya Bar at Brisbane Central, live at the Dum Dum Club. Hey, welcome, Iwa Wuwa.
Hello, how are you?
Nice work there, fella. Everything's still working. We just had the same issues. Exactly the same issues as the last time when we lost the recording. All right, let's try again. Just for a minute. No pressure. I'll go with the one that just keeps dropping out all
Got
the time.
Got him. Hello.
So, here we are. We're in between podcast sessions.
What? Yeah, all right. We might have to go and buy some tickets in a minute.
We've just watched the first Dum Dum Club with a surprise visit from Mr. Joel Henderson, Filthy Phil, the Dum Dum Club's biggest fan. Oh, now the opposite thing's happening. Oh, now two things are happening.
It's all there.
Oh, now one's dropping out there. And the other one's dropping out.
Everyone's there.
It could be the apple. I don't know. Should we sort our tickets out?
Get the tickets for the next one.
Well, do you want to see the next show?
Are we going to do the next show?
I think we should.
Are we going to do the next show?
Yeah, we're good with this one.
Let's try it for a minute.
Right, okay, we'll try with one mic. Okay, all right, this is Codpaste. I'm Bile.
I'm Wu.
And we have an esteemed guest today.
It's Nick.
First time caller.
We love you, mate.
Yeah. Always wanted to come in with a long time caller, first time listener. Always wanted to do that, just to wait for the dead air that goes on. All right, we're trying again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Codpaste 407. All right, we seem to be recording. Is it the device? Is it the devices? Let's find out. Well, we're trying to get into the second round of the Dum Dum Club this afternoon. First episode was a triumph. We tried not to be naughty. We did well. We're going to try and get into the second one and see what happens. Looks like we're actually recording. Thank you. A lovely lady from the venue is just starting to clear up around us. I've lost Ed. He's gone to the ticket section. I've lost Mr. Bile to the other section. Right, 2 seconds. Let's just split these. Things are improving.
There's
all
quite
right.
A lot of people in the
we
queue.
We seem to have two tracks on the go. What's happening?
There's quite a lot of people in the queue.
For the 10 tickets that are available.
The 10 tickets that are available, yeah.
Yeah.
So she was just like, oh, it's right in the corner. Are you all okay sat in the corner?
On the stools, where we were. All right, well, two channels. It's on.
Two channels.
Keep those.
On. This one's on. Hello.
It's on, all right. So, Iwa was just explaining the situation. It's a high pressure situation. How many people in front of the till?
Eight.
Oh, right, those job. People around the corner in
all,
the queue.
All them around the back of the stairs.
Dave, this is your job. You've already been ordained.
You're already affiliated.
A member of the Dum Dum crew and a good friend of the establishment.
Right, so what are we doing?
We're trying to get tickets to the next show.
Okay, right. Hold that there, and I'm going to get some tickets.
Right. He's heading down the bar. He's heading down the bar. He's gone through the arc.
Dave will just be walking straight to the front of the queue, like normal.
Yep. Dave's going to go in, and we'll be nonplussed as ever. Whatever. Oh, he's walking back. He's bounced off. Wow.
Somebody said, go and stand in that queue over there.
We're recording. They have one ticket left. Somebody's bought it. Now, unless we try and sneak in. Unless you try and sneak in.
We're going to get in the whiskey bar.
Oh, we just sit down there.
Just show it to the legs, whiskey bar. Oh, to record, cut paste. Oh,
well, think of it this way, right?
Oh, won't you lie me down and give me some smack? Oh, I'm in the door.
The guests are going to be the same for the next one. We just need to sit in the whiskey bar and chat to the guests.
How do we get in there?
Who happen to be.
How do we get in there?
Fairly famous. Oh, we just walked to the whiskey bar, mate.
Two tracks. Still recording. Two tracks, still recording. It's doing it. It's moving. It's grooving.
I'm amazed, actually, that we've got a Woolly that's more drunk than I am today.
Hey, I'm just excited. Thrilled, to be honest.
I can't see that excitement relating to your pants, but...
Hang on, let me just pop all the casters.
Mate, chuck them in here. I've got a massive pocket for this.
My generation, baby.
Nick Cave's pretty good, eh?
Nick Cave's good, isn't he? Bit weird looking.
Wasn't it Cody's podcast?
Went to see him at Christmas last year. All very festive.
David Quirk.
Quirk is like the most famous one.
Not,
who's not Will Anderson?
Did not recognise the name.
Hey, hang on, big news. What's happening, David?
We're in, standing room only. Let's go and fucking stand at the back.
Hang on, Mr. Boyle?
Mr. Boyle says we're into the second one. Let's go and stand at the back. I'm not sure. We're going to pause this now and go and watch another podcast.
Pausing the podcast.
And then we'll talk some shit later.
All right. It's been lovely, but we've just made things work. So now we're going to stop. Happy days. Hello, Iwawa.
Good evening, Cod Bobblers.
Yeah, the longest standing maybe guest, I'd say, since episode one. Here he is,
first
in the flesh,
long time caller.
In the beard, fleshing out his beard, looking like a sun god in the dark.
You love the beard.
Well, you're not the man with the dreads anymore, so as far as defining things go, everybody's got a defining thing. Wally, you know the weird Welsh one? That's what I used to get, probably still get. That's not going to change. You used to be the man with the dreads. Then you were the man with the grey dreads, and now you're the man with the big grey beard.
It's all about the beard.
Exactly.
It's all about the beard. Apparently it's greyer than Biles.
It's great. That's what Tony says. I haven't seen Tony in ages. I can see his teeth and his beard.
Have you seen Tim?
Smiling teeth. Eh? Yeah, I've got him. Why is he talking to him without a microphone?
Did you tell him about the shelf being stuck on your car?
The shelf?
Did you tell him about the episode of the shelf being stuck on repeat in your car?
Not yet, no. Well reminded, though. Well reminded. All right. Here we go. Watch the extension. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. He's in charge of the end of it.
We'll just come back.
Well, I don't know. I thought you were at the signing stall.
No, I was unfinished.
You sure?
Yeah.
All right, first off, what would you like to drink?
Oh, I don't drink. Just a soda.
Okay, let's start
fine.
Off with...
Thanks. That worked out really well.
Welcome to Cod-based part two. I'm Bile.
I'm Woo.
And this is Adam Richards.
Hello. Oh, S. No S. Adam Richards.
Oh, Richard?
I take up enough room for two people, but I'm just one.
Are you sure you're not like bothered about plural thing? I've heard you've been discussing about plurals. You're quite all right like that.
Sorry, what item were you discussing a moment ago that I haven't had fleshed out for myself?
I think we're just being fucking rude. You know, we've just seen this guy being
quite
disgusting.
Is there a reason why you think our listeners might not want to listen to that?
Well, you know, I've just listened to this guy be a disgusting bastard in a podcast.
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm a very polite young man.
Come on, don't do the fucking. I'm so innocent.
Dedicated to politeness, I would say. It's all a character. It's not really the real me.
Oh, I'm do fuck nice off, no, you fucking tart.
There was a huge difference 5 minutes ago. We thought that you knew the mics were on.
Yeah, as soon as I knew the mics were
yeah,
on.
Yeah, another guy.
You dirty bitch.
Yeah, no, I didn't. She slapped your wife around.
And I'm not even gay in real life. No, that's Joel Creese, who's not really gay.
No, hang on. No. We have now that Adam Richard is
sure
not
he's
gay
not.
And he's
sure
pretending.
I'm sure he's
just for the fucking money. You fucking slag.
If there was more money in being gay, I would suck cock on TV. But clearly, there's no money.
Is that? Have you got the time for that? Can you fit it in?
Yeah.
If success was the goal,
I'm very skilled. That won't be going for long, that show.
I'm just going to quick do the Adam Ritchie mic technique, which is holding it on my chin, and somebody can spaz in there anytime they want.
The resting it on my chin thing is because I worked in breakfast radio for so long, and my job was essentially to just giggle at everyone. So I just had to constantly be on the microphone in case I laughed.
Yeah.
Really? Hang on. And which breakfast radio show were you on? We're not advertising this.
I'm not on it anymore. I did 10 years in Melbourne.
Because I'm really intrigued. If all your job is to laugh and not be a dirty bastard, how the fuck have you managed to like end up on ABC right now?
The ABC. Look, it's, you know, I do family shows a lot on TV. I don't understand that either. I don't know who has seen my work
but
and go.
Back over the history of the last 50 years of the BBC. Not in that way.
Yeah.
In a good way. In a good way.
Like Larry Grace.
Yeah, exactly. Towards the heavy end of Saturday night.
Shut
not
the door.
Anyway,
9 o'clock on a Monday morning.
I've got to let our listeners know, right? I just discussed this with Adam a minute ago, but during the podcast we've just seen, he said a joke about Ching Chong Chiman, went on a cow. My aunt, who was a bunny girl in the 70s in London,
yes,
she was sexy.
Well, you have to be for a bunny girl, surely.
Obviously.
That's a prerequisite.
One look at this man, you know, didn't you?
The first sweary rhyme I ever heard in my life was from my Auntie Margaret, who did the Ching Chong Chinaman went to make a cow thing.
Yep, didn't know how.
Hang on a minute. I've got to ask you, if your better half, obviously.
Much better. And younger.
Is Chinaman. Does his cock go, like, that way? And no. I'm doing the
terrible visual joke for a podcast.
Yeah, I know. But yeah, no, we're going to explain this shit.
Is it going
horizontal or vertical? We're not sure.
It depends whether he's lying down or standing up, generally.
Nice. Oh, good answer. Good fucking answer.
Is he a belly tapper? Is that what you're saying?
Is he a belly tapper? He's about...
Looking at Adam's belly, he's definitely a fucking belly tapper, okay?
He sometimes makes a little reservoir of jizz in my belly button.
I think we've just peaked.
Oh no, we haven't.
We'll continue.
I think what we've done, we've just like gone a little bit above how Bile normally does.
I
got to tell you, my favourite joke, and there's been lots of people on references today.
I know that's been very inappropriate.
Oh yeah, but my favourite joke, and I love saying in the UK this is a boring joke, but over here. A little bit of a shocker. My favourite joke still is, what's blue and fuck's
kids? Oh, does he have to?
I'm going to.
What is it?
Me and my lucky blue suit.
Oh. I know. Yeah.
And you're Australian and disgusting, and you're still disgusting by that.
I understand if you want to step out now.
Surely it'd be funnier if it was Gary Glitter in a blue suit.
No, it would lose everything, because Gary Glitter's in fucking, you know, he's still in Vietnam or somewhere.
I think the weight behind it is the acceptance of his own self.
Yeah. And he and my blue suit. Oh, it's revolting.
Yeah. It doesn't make it any better, but...
Anyway, while we're here, we will allow you...
It's still
you
not the aristocrats,
a little
though,
bit
isn't it?
Of, you're going to be back in Brisbane in May, yeah?
Yeah, in May I'm doing the sit-down circuit. So I'll be doing the sit-down comedy club and various
other... And the
Paddo. So, yeah. Have a look at their website. They'll tell you when I'm on. Or my website, adamrichard.com. That'll tell
mate,
you.
Mate, listen, everyone's... that you're on 24/7, okay?
I don't stop. It's really fucking annoying. I piss myself off.
You'd be more annoyed if you stopped.
Agreed? Thank you. Bless you.
I'd be more annoyed.
No, you should stop.
No, we shouldn't. We're an open podcast.
I do every
and that's what we want you on here
for three
as well.
Weeks out of a month.
That's fine. That nobody notices. Annoyed or not?
Woo.
Mic technique.
Yep, it's right there.
It's like a cock. Think about it. Think about licking the cock.
I'm going to lick your mouth, like right in it.
Am I thinking about it or doing it?
I'm just wondering whether, like, can this mic rim you?
No, it doesn't have a tongue.
No, I think he's offering.
No, thanks.
It does.
I'm spoken for. I'm monotonous in my relationship.
Really? Oh, fucking. So you're not an absolute slut then?
No. Well, I was, but I was single then.
So it's a good job.
I have traditional gay family values.
Yeah. Basically, you're out of luck, Dave.
Hang on, I've got to ask. So you don't live in Queensland, do you?
No, I moved to Sydney. Oh, I feel terrible. My box has turned up at my boyfriend's house in Sydney. I've lived in Melbourne all my life. Moved to Sydney a few weeks ago. Had a gig that night after the boxes turned up. Flew to Perth the next day.
So boxes or boxes?
Boxes. Then went to Adelaide for a week. Then was home for like 4 days. And I've been in Queensland ever since. So I have technically moved in with my boyfriend, but he doesn't know that yet. He's just surrounded by my shit. The worst thing is, you know, I feel sorry for him because, like, all my stuff's moved, so I don't have to worry about it, and I'll get there eventually and unpack it. Although I'm going to Melbourne next week for a month. But, like, he's probably living through that. You know when you move house and you get really anxious and you're like, oh, I just want to stab somebody, but I don't know what box the knives are in. You know that feeling? It's horrible.
No, not really.
No, I don't know. Definitely not.
Honestly, I think it's just you here.
I just hate moving. It's really
annoying. I remember wanting to find some stuff, but... yeah, the stabbing...
You don't get that angle. You know, someone knocks on the door and you're like in the middle. I'm in the middle of things!
I get that when I'm settled in.
Yeah.
The only time I get the stabbing thing is probably when I watch Parliament.
Oh, don't watch it. It's awful.
Oh, no, I like...
Here comes political Dave.
I like that kind of rage which makes me go, what the fuck's wrong with you people?
They're all insane.
Honestly, I like watching Corey Bernardi because it just makes me feel so superior straight away. And it does. That's setting the bar very low, obviously.
You know, though, I will give Corey Bernardi props in this current government, this current parliament, because he's the only one. He's the only one with a consistent voice on marriage equality. The rest of them fucking flip-flop like no one's business.
Oh, yeah.
He's been very, you know...
Stupid.
He's been an idiot about it. But he's consistent. Yeah, the others are like, oh, we support it. No, not this week. Not really, I support it. Oh, next week we'll support it.
It depends, it depends what my people tell me.
But it's not really...
I've only got one ear working. I'm not sure who's talking.
It's nice that you give someone credit on that. I'll edit that out. But as far as I'm concerned, it's not something that should even warrant discussion.
He's a cockhead. But he's consistently a cockhead, and that's something to be applauded.
Well, it was a bit like Abbott. A bit like Abbott. Abbott was a consistent fucking moron.
Yeah, but he didn't vary his moronicness.
Unlike Malcolm. Malcolm would just fucking vary everything for...
Malcolm is like a lubed asshole. Whoever wants to fuck it is allowed to, it seems.
It's unfortunate because, you know, he's got quite...
The opposite.
And when I say liberal...
Yeah.
When I say liberal... Malcolm's actually got liberal with the small L views.
Yes.
You know? It's
unfortunate. But he's in charge of a party that has conservative with a capital C views.
It was very odd hearing tonight.
In the UK, we just call them Tory cunts.
Yeah, exactly. They're upfront about it. Our ones are all sneaky. It's like, no, we're totally liberal. All right, we're not.
But which one's liberal? I completely forget coming from the UK to Australia.
Oh, there are no actual liberals in the Australian Parliament.
I think what you need to do maybe is ask Corey Bernardi, just send him free tickets to one of your shows.
He would love my show because I make homosexuality look as disgusting as it actually is.
Listen, I kind of guessed that from the last 45 minutes ago.
Oh, my show's even worse. Yeah, there's at least two rimming jokes in this show.
The one, I mean, I would actually like to meet Corey Bernardi because I've been to four gay weddings in the UK. I think he'd fucking freak. Fucking absolute freak.
He probably, you know what? The reality is he'd probably actually love it. Because it's a ceremony. And
public
it's
stances.
And it's about, you know, people who get married, it's all about staying together no matter what, which is a very Christian kind of thing. But what he would hate is the fact that, you know, I think he would like the
man thing.
He'd feel dirty.
Come on. Feel dirty.
Come on. He would do that.
You know, like, a lot of gay people are not mad for marriage equality either, because it's like, oh, are you going to take away our right to just get to the end of a night of drinking and, you know, have to toss up between kebab and cock? Like, we're...
Excuse me. Can you just explain that? So, do I want a kebab up my bum? Am I going to shelf a kebab this week?
I have done that when I've made the wrong
decision. You shelf the kebab.
But it's when you get to the end of the night and you go, oh, do I want kebab or cock? And you choose the kebab and you're like, oh, I wish I'd chosen the cock.
Yeah, but I just want to know, if you shelf a kebab, do you actually get like a meat high within 5 minutes or something?
I don't know. Because do you get a meat high when you eat it?
I don't know. I mean, no. I've shelfed all kinds of drugs.
You get a comatose high.
You know, when you're drunk enough to stick a kebab up your ass, you tend not to stay awake much longer after.
That's a very good point.
I don't think either of us were envisaging a situation where there was two people.
No, there's never two people.
Yeah, I think the decision between kebab and cock was pretty much
exactly
that one or that one.
But yeah, like that's a gay thing. We just, you know, we can if we want to be complete root rats, but you know, it would actually play into Corey Bernardi's hands of that whole thing about monogamy and staying with the one person if marriage equality was legalized, because then there'd be a whole bunch more people kind of going, oh, well, we'll get on the straight and narrow. Because now, because of like Tinder and everything, straight couples are now like, ah, yeah, let's open up the relationship.
Oh, sounds good.
Let's all go crazy.
Yeah.
Like, they're undermining his argument a lot more than we are.
That up. My wife has not brought that up.
She probably won't.
I would be surprised.
The thing is, though, like, now we don't have Tony Abbott anymore. We've got Corey Bernardi, which is like fucking the Liberal Party over.
Yeah. Oh, Tony.
Because all this stuff will happen.
Yeah, but you know Tony's there pulling the string, having a little.
Oh, you mean Tony? I won't background. I won't do this.
Yeah,
I won't
yeah,
do that.
Yeah.
When you say he's pulling the strings.
No, I mean actual strings.
Oh, okay,
I don't.
Yeah.
It wasn't a euphemism. Not everything I say is disgusting.
I do have
every second thing.
I think it's fair that I check. Don't you? Given your track record.
Oh, don't worry. I'm not subtle. You'll know.
I've seen you on the ABC. You don't do subtle at all, okay? You push it up to the fucking edge, which is as it should be.
I worked in commercial radio for a long time. It's very difficult at the ABC to rein it in.
I've got to say, well done on that front. To have survived in commercial radio.
Is there any chance of you and Alan Jones? Is there any chance of you and Alan Jones ever having like, you know, the same show?
No.
That to me would be. Oh, I would pay money to see something like that.
It's all the faux outrage. It just, you know, he just always sounds so upset about nothing. Like, have you ever heard, like, you can hear this one on YouTube where he's losing his mind about flying first class to Britain? It's like,
it's
Aussie battlers will be, you know, booking these flights, not realizing that they've got to, you know, book in extra luggage. And I've just said, no, I'm never flying with British Airways again. It's not going to happen. Aussie battlers aren't flying first fucking class, you dickhead.
I love Alan Jones. Satire needs people like Alan Jones, Corey Bernardi. I mean, to be honest, I remember various shows I've listened to when once Abbott was like kicked out of office, people were going, oh no, oh, the phone's gone.
I know,
Jesus.
The jokes. But thankfully, Turnbull hasn't really done much to the party, so the jokes are all still there. Bronwyn's still there.
Oh, God, yeah. Don't get me started on her.
And if you look hard, there still seems to be ammunition.
Yeah, there's plenty of ammunition.
Adam Richard, you are a fucking star.
Oh,
you're a dirty bastard.
Stop it. Stop it.
I like that.
Thank you. And I'll see you guys in May when I come back.
Yes, we'd like some free tickets, please.
Oh, you have to talk to the queen about that. I'm not producing that show.
Well, just join with us on Codpaste.
Don't worry, I'm going to freebie. We'll be there. Obviously, talk to us afterwards.
Yeah. I'll make sure my people are there.
Thank you very much. You're a star.
All right, bring your lawyers next time.
Thank you. Thanks. That was fun.
Seriously, the TikTok China thing.
I know, it makes me feel very old.
Well, that was Adam Richards, our first celebrity. Well, actually, no, we've had plenty of celebrities on here, haven't we?
Yeah.
We had Iwawuwa earlier on.
We need to sit down with. Okay, I'm going for a piss.
The mic's not going to take that.
In passing.
the microphones around.
Yeah, classic move. Classic move. Well, it's interesting that the whole studio has stayed alive with both signals recorded again.
I was keeping an eye on the levels.
Yeah, I noticed. I very much appreciated
and
that.
And it did seem to clip as soon as Dave told his lucky blue suit joke.
Well, that's standard. That's standard. It's just the going off and not recording that I'm worried about. I don't mind the clipping.
And was during the microphone technique section
ba,
of ba, the interview.
Ba, 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 yeah.
The levels went pretty high through the roof.
So. All right, let's try it now.
With correct microphone technique?
To be fair, there's a lot of background noise, a lot more background noise than we're used to. So,
does my beard not interfere with proper microphone technique?
Does your beard look different than this?
Does it not sound like I'm recording from inside a paper bag? It's an interview with Ozzy Osbourne. Amazing.
Yeah. Well, Adam Richard Bourne. I'm pretty happy with our first official Australian comedy interview.
It was good. Yeah, definitely.
Sold.
I must admit, I think we should kill this episode, actually.
Blah, 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 blah.
Hang on, you do your one first. I'm looking at you here.
Wah, wah, wah. We're going to do this. Okay. Let's have a big breath. Big breath. Yeah. Right, let's hang on a minute and just see if we can actually get them over here just for a chat. I know, but he's talking to fucking people he might want to shag. Look, we're recording this, aren't we?
Welcome back to Codpaste.
Yes, thank you. This is a fucked up Codpaste. Yep, I'm Bile. And we're a bit pissed, but we're going to fucking try and have a go. Let's not interrupt just yet. Seriously. This is the guy. Oh, no. Are you serious? Okay. Now, we have to take all of this with us. And I just don't think they're going to go for it. Are we going to edge in and be cunts, or?
No, we're going to edge in and be nice.
Because I was thinking, don't interrupt the conversation, and then, look, mate. I'll tell you what, hang on. You hold this here. Hold this here. I'm going to ask Carl.
This will be interesting. Dave's going over to ask Mr. Chandler. Mr. Dassler's looking interested. He hasn't punched him yet. Yeah. Things are looking a bit weird. Things are looking more than weird. Well, I think it's time for me to move in. I think it's time to move in and move out again. Hi there.
G'day.
If you're saying you'll have a chat with us in half an hour.
Yeah, definitely. I'm in. Definitely locked in. Get Tommy in, get whoever. But yeah, I'll just make sure I say hello to everyone.
Of course. That's very nice of you to say so.
Yeah.
Okay, everybody, you're going to have to wait half an hour. So we're going to begin half an hour of silence now. Oh, do we have to turn it off? A shibbidibbidibba?
Let's cut right now.
All right, so Dave's saying we should cut it right around. Let's have a talk about that. So let's give everybody an idea of the situation at the moment. We certainly have. And what a pair of beauties. They were a pair of beauties. We saw two beautiful podcasts.
Well, I'm actually amazed. Although, having said that, I'm quite surprised that they had...
Shimon, they were beauties.
They had, Will Anderson, Brittany Cody, and then for the second one, a complete new thingy.
What now? I was amazed that the first guest of the first podcast, the one that wasn't sold out, was Will Anderson. Your beauty. Jandals.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Kiwi sandal place.
Whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
We'll do that.
The chicken's a lot better in Jandals in the UK, isn't it?
But they said
always.
Like, you know about this shit. And the only reason I know about that bad shit is because a mate of mine who is a chef in the UK.
Portuguese.
No, he's not. He's English. And he just quite simply said, do not ever eat at that place.
Jandals? Nandles.
Yes, Nandles.
Nandles. Gert Nandles.
Don't eat Nandles. They're very bad.
Portuguese Cornish chicken house. Get Gert down to Nandles. All right there? You like your chicken in a pocket? You like your chicken in a pocket? You like your pig in a poke? Do you like your chicken in a poke? Get down to Nandles. When he packs his trunk, you listen.
Oh, yeah. Fuck
him. Yeah. Did he have a big windy right arm? Windy right arm, everybody. Oh, Nelly the chicken naysayer packs his trunk. I think it would be better if we kept the podcast going for a minute and then introduced our guests when they arrive. What have you got on your list? Boom!
No, I'm not going to ruin this.
I'm not risking passing out before they turn up. So, interesting news in the podcast today. The British National Environmental Research. British Environmental Research. B-E-R... I don't know. Some people have got themselves a really big boat.
What I'm going to try this week is that for some obscure reason...
Not obscure.
Mr. Wu.
Not obscure. Not obscure at all. Not obscure. Yep. That was Bile.
Should we just wander around and have a chat with
people? Oh, we can definitely do that, huh? Hang on, we haven't finished talking about the Boaty Boat Face.
We don't need to. We're going to have so much material from...
For the sake of continuity, we should finish a sentence. From the words of a man who doesn't have to edit the fucking podcast. Right, off we go! All right, let's...
No,
we're not pausing anything. You draw your mic in. The lead in gently.
Let's pause this.
No, pause it. Just draw your mic in gently. Well, how funny was that? Hey, that was a great elf. Thank you very much to Adam Richards. And not
Carl
Chandler? No S.
Oh.
Don't mention the S. It's Adam Richards.
No. But, you know, as I said...
Let's be firm on that.
It was great. It was sexy. And recorded in Haya Bar. We did say we'd mention Haya
Bar. Recorded in HD as well. I hope everybody appreciated the extra pixels.
Yeah. It was amazing how he fucking did that. Amazing, man.
Honestly, I didn't think you could do that with an endoscope. Technology these days.
It's amazing what you can do with a fucking endoscope, mate. So anyway, yeah, we hope you enjoyed the episode. And we have a special little Susan for you coming up. The next episode will involve Nilts. He loves the podcast, and we're going to fucking get him in.
And he also loves the poetry of Rod Hull.
Does he really?
He does.
Do you know what? I'm a mate of his, and I didn't even know he knew that.
If you guys play your cards right... Oh, no, that wasn't Rod Hull.
Hang on.
If you
play your cards right. Are we talking about who's that fucking guy?
Yeah, exactly. You have to have a memory for
that. Well, we don't know who ran that game show, but, you know, he...
Not Roddle.
Pardon?
Nothing in this game for two in a bed.
Leave it out, grot bags.
Yeah.
Hey, see, that was definitely grot bags.
Okay, so Nilts is on the fucking case, man. Seriously on the case.
Did you see how he moved in there then?
Do you know what?
A?
He's a national performer. We have to be very grateful. He's one of our two regular listeners. Thank you very much.
It's not just him. You got to think about the others. Antenna the others. Thank you.
I laughed then, but I didn't get that.
Yeah. Oh, come on. Come on. Not on the tiles. Anyway, that's enough Rod Hull stuff.
Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck, yeah. Well, that's okay. So we'll be broadcasting soon from we don't know fucking where. It could be West End. It probably won't be the Valley because there's a load of nutters there. But
it might be.
Yeah, maybe.
That's a bit agreeable of you. I said it might be.
Okay, well, fuck you.
No, No, don't you come at me like that.
Well, I'm going to fuck you. With a strap on, maybe, you bastard.
Oh, it's getting romantic.
Well, no. Well, okay. Well, let's make it angry.
I was just going to have a sit on a deck chair then.
Well, you can sit on a dick chair, mate.
What's the... Ah, there it is. Oh, well, all right. And a bit of a rant and fade and rant and fade.
And rant and fade. And rant and fade. You fucking most bastard. Blah, 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 blah.
Howdy, howdy, howdy. Look at it. Come on, come around here.
Walk away. I tell you what. What I don't like is you showing all that fucking shit.
Barely hear it.